We're going through the Rosh's opening list of things to avoid b'tachlis harichuk as far as possible. We've discussed chanifus, mutzanus. Number three, going slightly out of order here, number three is v'chein min ha-sheker v'achazav. Stay away from falsehood and deceit. Exactly what the difference is, maybe we'll return to that a little bit later. So actually, one interesting connection to what we discussed yesterday about mutzanus, mentioned discussing the provenance of the expression Lutzanus achas dochemeh tochachas. Somebody suggested that it parallels, it's similar to Chazal, to the statement that ma'at min ha'or doche harbi min ha'choshech, to which someone else shot back, no, actually I'm looking for ma'at min ha'choshech doche harbi min ha'or, not ma'at min ha'or doche harbi min ha'choshech. The truth is, the expression ma'at min ha'or doche harbi min ha'choshech, popular song, I think, also, but ma'at min ha'or doche harbi min ha'choshech, a little bit of light chases away a great deal of darkness. That actually was said also, that's largely intertwined with the question of emes and sheker. Rabbi Shmuel Ashkenazi, the legendary contemporary folklorist, he has a little essay on this expression, ma'at mina emes, docha harbi mina sheker, a little bit of truth chases away a large quantity of falsehood. He begins by quoting a sefer to W. Yisrael, published about 200 years ago. He says, even though he doesn't have that much of value in his sefer, ma'at min ha'at shez karti b'sefer hazeh, that the little bit I have of worthwhile stuff in the sefer should hopefully bring about a great toelas, great benefit. Why? Ki ma'at me ha'emes yigaresh harbe me ha'sheker. A little bit of truth will chase away, will expel a great deal of sheker. And as a source for this, or as a precedent, he quotes, ki ma'amar ha'mashorer ha'romi Virgil, like the statements, like the saying of the Roman poet Virgil, Barak ha'emes kizarech, I have no idea what this was said in the original Latin, but the spark of emes, when it shines, ofel ha'sheker kula barech, it chases away all the darkness of the falsehood. And he goes on, Kedarka b'kodesh Rav Ashkenazi, quotes all kinds of other sources, Rav Tzadok HaKohen, and so on. The earliest source he seems to have pretty much is the Chavos HaLevavos. He quotes the Chavos HaLevavos as saying that ma'at min ha'emes yinatzeach harbe min ha'sheker, a little bit of truth will be victorious over a great deal of sheker, kasher ha'ma'at min ha'or docha harbe min ha'choshech. Just like a little bit of light can expel a great deal of choshech. So why exactly when it comes to Latzanus, we say a little bit of the darkness chases away a great deal of light, and why when it comes to emes and light, the expression seems to be the opposite, that a little bit of light can chase away a great deal of darkness. I'm not quite sure, but that's how these traditional expressions go. The truth is, sheker itself, as we noted in our introduction, Archos Chaim LaRush is a kind of mixture, an interesting mixture of halacha, of musar, of derech eretz. Sheker itself sits kind of on the intersection here between halacha and musar. The Torah says, midvar sheker tirchak. It's far from clear, though, whether midvar sheker tirchak, is it one of the Tarag mitzvahs? Is it asur? Is it daraisa? Is it drabanan? What's asur? Far from clear. Some of those who count the Tarag mitzvahs do count midvar sheker tirchak as a mitzvah. Some don't. Even those who do, some imply, both the commentators to the parsha, Parshat Mishpatim, as well as some of the poskim, say it's limited to dayanim. Some of them say it's limited to sheker that causes harm. Some of them say no, even white lies is usher. Some say even white lies are usher. Some say white lies are only usher midrabanan. Some say daraisa. Some say not at all. The issue starts because both in the Chumash as well as in the Rambam, the Gemara, midvar sheker tirchak usually appears in a judicial context. The Torah says midvar sheker tirchak, v'naki v'tzadik al tarog, don't kill an innocent and righteous man. Then it says v'shochet l'sikach, and in the psukim, the yagid al avreo, the context of the pasuk, are mostly about judicial stuff and mostly about sheker that has serious consequences. Similarly, there's a famous gemara in Shavuos. The gemara lists a dozen things that are all prohibited for midvash sheker tirchak, and they all have to do with perversions of the judicial process. Not at all clear that an ordinary, even a lie that causes harm, outside based, and certainly a lie that doesn't cause harm, a white lie, far from clear that such a thing is prohibited on the basis of midvash sheker tirchak at all. There are Rishonim and Achronim who say that they are. There are Rishonim and Achronim who say that they're not. This is something we'll pick up on. We'll continue discussing this tomorrow.